There comes the point in life where we are tested, and during this test, all doors are shut. There is no way of retreating, changing, or controlling anything on our own, not the situation, nor the outcome. The point of testing anything is primarily to evaluate and measure. In other words, how ready are you? How much more work is needed within? During this phase, if we listen closely and sit long enough, the testing becomes a reference point for us as well. The heart does speak and the mind will run. Each stage of the test is simultaneously working together. Yes, you may find yourself walking in circles, completing one-time tasks, or doing things that don't make sense to you. However, it's all a part of the test. It becomes crucial to get to and remain in a posture of seeking awareness, understanding, and noticing the new things taking place. Quoting from Isaiah 43, verse 18 to 19, the NIV version, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Most of the time, when we are being tested, we are scrambling to get out of the testing as quickly as possible, whether we make it to the other side or not. But I would like to encourage us, myself included, to use those moments as an audit. Take note of what your heart and mind are spewing at you, and if necessary, let that become the answer key on what needs to be adjusted. Because, as it is famously said, in a time of peace, prepare for war.